Florida Commissioner of Agriculture Adam Putnam at last week's HLB conference in Orlando praised the industry's HLB research effort, called for federal support of the work, and defended the Department of Citrus.
The Citrus Research and Development Foundation is helping to coordinate the research effort, identify revenue sources, which have mostly been from the growers themselves, and drive that research. One of the things that we set up in the old Farm Bill was a specialty crop research initiative that has, for three consecutive rounds, failed to recognize the work that Florida citrus growers are doing to combat greening, and that has been a frustrating and sore subject. It's certainly something we're going to work with our federal partners on to see if we can't correct that.
You alluded to the fact some are discussing the abolition, apparently, of the Department of Citrus.
The governance structure of the Department of Citrus works well. The people who pay the box tax have control over how it is spent. The fact that we have a Department of Citrus devoted to meeting our research need and our marketing needs has worked well over time. That's the most appropriate method that we should use for marketing and promoting and researching the Florida citrus industry.
Some ask where you were hearing those kind of ideas.
Anytime that you have type of turnover that we've seen in Tallahassee, a lot of ideas get thrown around. There had been some suggestions that perhaps it was an antiquated office or that it could be privatized or moved to another department.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.